The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot, and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day. U.S. small investors have defied short sellers by banding together online, renting billboards in Times Squares, and even flying banners from planes. In Korea, they are driving a bus. A group of influential Korean retail traders has declared a war against short sellers under a campaign they are calling K-Street Bets, mimicking the punters on Reddit's now famous Wall Street Bets forum, who coordinated a surge in video game retailer GameStop Corp. to squeeze short sellers, reports Bloomberg. On Saturday, the Korea Stockholders Alliance launched a bus campaign to get its anti-short selling message heard. The push is the latest by the almost 30,000 strong group of day traders to make permanent a ban on short selling imposed by Korea early last year to tame its market as the pandemic spread. Korea imposed a ban on short selling in March last year, joining several countries like France and Italy in halting trades against borrowed stocks to tame markets as the pandemic worsened. Russian police detained more than 5,300 people across the country in a massive clampdown on anti-Kremlin protests, a monitor said on Monday, as prosecutors backed a request to imprison opposition leader Alexei Navalny, reports AFP. On Sunday, thousands of protesters defied government warnings and rallied from Vladivostok to St. Petersburg in a second weekend of mass demonstration over the arrest of President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent. OVD Info, which monitors arrests at opposition protests, said more than 5,300 people had been detained, including nearly 1,800 people in Moscow and almost 1,200 people in St. Petersburg. The protest that saw authorities enforce a rare lockdown off the center of Moscow came ahead of a high-profile court hearing that could see Navalny imprisoned for several years. On Monday, the General Prosecutor's Office said in a statement it backed a request by the prison service to change Navalny's suspended sentence to a real one. Consumers of fish and shrimps across the country could be staring at a health hazard on account of appalling standards of hygiene and reckless use of chemicals at farms where they are reared, says a study reported by PTI. Jointly conducted by the Federation of Indian Animal Protection Organization and the All Creatures Great and Small, the study is based upon investigation of 250 farms across 10 of the highest fish-producing states. States like Bihar, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh and Assam were surveyed for freshwater fish, while Andhra Pradesh, West Bengal, Orissa, Tamil Nadu, Gujarat and Puducherry were covered for both freshwater and seawater varieties. All the fish farms lacked basic maintenance and were littered, and open defecation is a regular practice near the fish farms. All the fish farms had poor dissolved oxygen levels, which means fish were struggling to survive with high mortality rates. The military has taken control of Myanmar for 1 year, even as many of the country's senior politicians, including Aung San Suu Kyi, remain detained. The announcement and the declaration of a state of emergency follows days of concern about the threat of a military coup and military denials that it would stage one, and came on the morning the country's new parliament session was to begin. The takeover is a sharp reversal of the partial yet significant progress towards democracy Myanmar has made in recent years following 5 decades of military rule and international isolation that began in 1962. It would also be a shocking fall from power for Suu Kyi, who led the democracy struggle despite years under house arrest and won a Nobel Peace Prize for her efforts. Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy has been urging people to oppose Monday's coup and any return to military dictatorship. Coronavirus infections continue to show a slowing trend across many regions of the globe, but restrictions are still being followed. Japan looks set to extend a state of emergency this week, while Italy will ease restrictions for most of the countries starting Monday. US President Joe Biden invited Republican senators to meet with him to discuss their alternative plan for COVID-19 economic stimulus. AstraZeneca will deliver 9 million additional vaccine doses to the European Union in the first quarter as the bloc tries to get its chaotic inoculation drive on track. You're listening to Mint Light Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.